Good evening, Abayisai. Good evening, good evening. Okay, so we're just left with the final seif of Siman Tzadi Aleph before we move on to Siman Tzadi Beis, which is going to continue. There's eye-openers in this seif. No, a lot of eye-openers. No, the Siman is full of new halachas, isn't it? Okay, so the last seif of here, towards the bottom of page 248, teaches us the following. The ways of the Talmid Chachomim and their Talmidim, they should only daven when they are completely wrapped up. They're wearing something on top, they're wrapped. And this over here is referring to the entire head. They should be completely covered up when they daven. Talmid Chachomim daven when they're completely covered up. Uve Eis Zam, the Rambam finishes off, in the times of distress, you should hold your hands during davening like a slave before his king, before his master. And I think what it's referring to, what do you think it's referring to? You should hold your hands like a slave before his master. I think it's probably referring to this. No? I think that's what it's referring to. What do you think? Now I think when you hold your hands behind you, is that's probably that. This Be'ezam is times of distress, time of difficulty. Yesh lechabek yudayim b'shas tefillah ka'avdei ka'memorei. Uve'ez shalom, in times of peace, yesh leiskashet bevgodim noyim leispal, one should daven with dignified clothes. So these are more just adding an additional two halachas. One is that in times of distress, one should ensure that one davens in a way that a slave would daven ka'avdei ka'memorei. And he should lechabek yudayim, to hold his, really literally lechabek means to hug one's hands. I imagine it's referring to what's the position of a slave generally? With the hands, the hands and the arms of a slave, would it be in the front? Like hold in the front, or is it more in the back? Lechabek hayudayim. So it's a position of a slave. When there is shalom, in times of peace, one should wear a dignified cloth. Okay. This is the final seif of Siman Tzadik Aleph, and we are now ready to move on to Siman Tzadik Beis, which tells us the following halacha. Hanitzroch lenekava, of somebody needs to be excused. What's the halacha of somebody needs to be excused? B'shas tefillah. V'din rechitza letefillah, and the halacha is with regards to washing for davening. V'shah hachonos letefillah, the additional preparations for tefillah. Shah hachonos letefillah, the additional preparations with regards to tefillah. Hoyo tzoich lenekavov, somebody who needs to be excused. So tzoich lenekavov, he needs to be excused. Al yispalel, you should not daven when you feel that you need to go out. Al yispalel, don't daven. Ve'im yispalel, if you did daven and really you had to be excused, tfilosoi toyevo, your tfil is a toyevo. It's abomination. It's not nice to daven like that. But not only that, but v'tzorich lachzor v'leispoli, to go over Yishmon Esra again. You need to daven again. If you davened and you really had to go, you have to daven again. When is that? Hanamila. This is only referring to she'en yochel hamid atzmo yishir hiluch parso. The halacha that you have to be, that you're not yoytze Yishmon Esra and you do need to go over Yishmon Esra again, that is only if you couldn't have held yourself back a shir, a measurement of Hiluch Parso, of a Parso. We're going to define that shortly. If you couldn't have held yourself back for Shir Hiluch Parso, then the halacha is, you want Yoytze Shmon Esra, you have to say it again. Havol im yochal amid atzmoy, but if you could have held, you could have held yourself back, Shir Parso, the Shir of a Parso, which we're going to define shortly, Yotze Bet Yevet, Yoytze Bet Yevet. Havol lechatchile, but lechatchile, ideally lo yispalel, do never daven, at sheyivdoik atzmoy, until you check yourself, you clean yourself, you make sure that you don't have to go out, that you're completely cleansed, only then daven. Somebody who needs to be excused, also is forbidden, is also even medivrei Torah. Calls man, as long as shegufa meshukatz min hanekovim, as long as he needs to go out. Shegufo meshukatz min hanekovim. His body is meshukatz. It's not inappropriate min hanekovim. Still, it needs to be excused. So again, Sif Allah teaches us lechatchila. Make sure that you prepared yourself before davening. If you did daven and you had to be excused, then it depends. If you couldn't have held yourself back a shir lech parso, then the halacha is you're not yoitza. You're not yoitza. And if you could have held yourself back longer than that, then you'd be there with your yoitza, but it's not like hatchila to daven like that. Let us see in Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, which is the bottom line, what the Mishnah Berurah adds to this. Alis palel, don't daven. Tekziv, because it says in the pasuk, Ki koin likras Elokecha Yisrael. V'ksiv, and it says, Shmoir raglecha kasher teilech el beis Elokim. God, you guard your feet, kasher teilech el beis Elokim. You go to beis Elokim. V'omu chazal, and chazal say, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Shmoir nekavecha, guard your nekavim, your holes. Peshah, at the time, shot oimet bitfila lefonoi. Guard yourself before you go and daven in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Make sure you don't have to be excused. But Tzorich says the Mishnah Berurah, V'yesh Tzorich. The Mishnah Berurah is very important. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Beis says the following: Yesh Oimrim. Some say this whole seif dafke l'gdoilim. This whole seif is talking about gdoilim. When one needs to guard for gdoilim. Aval ektanim. But if you're talking about urinating, if a person has the urge to urinate. Then, but the evidence of Chlachso Velispalel, many hold that, but the Evet, that doesn't, it doesn't matter, but the Evet, you don't have to go over Shemana Esra again. V'yeshchol came and some disagree. So Mishnah Berurah brings up here Machlokes, which is very important Machlokes. What happens if somebody felt the urge for Ketanim, and he couldn't have held himself back for a long time, and he still davened? What's the halacha then? But the Evet, with Machlokes over here, Mishnah Berurah says that the arm may kill him, but the Achokim. He doesn't seem to bring a maskona lemaisa on this. How much is a hiluch paso? How much is that amount of time that we say that if you couldn't have hold yourself back so much, you're yoytze b'dyavid or not? So Mishnah Berurah says, a hiluch paso, says the Mishnah Berurah, is hu arba'a milin, which is 4 milin, shushich shav chomesh, it's 1 hour and a fifth. So let's define that. A paso is 18 minutes. And mil is 18 minutes. Now, who is strong at maths over here?
I remember it was 72 minutes.
Very good. Let's see if we can get to the same concept. Let's try to work this out. 4 times 18, how much is that? 72. Does that work out then? Yeah? So, if we're talking about 72 minutes, is that 1 hour and 12 minutes, which is 1 and a fifth hour, right? Because 5 times 12 is going to be 60. So, it's 1 and a fifth. So, that's the cheshbon works out. A mil is 18 minutes, and here we're talking about 4 milin, which is one pasa, which is 1 hour and 12 minutes, which is 1 and a fifth hour, 72 minutes. So it depends on that. If a person davened, and after the Shemana Esra, he goes out, and he says, oh, you know, either he could have held himself back 72 minutes or not. If he realizes that, no way, this is not, I couldn't have held myself back for Kshirek Lach Paso, he's not Yoytze Shemana Esra, needs to daven again. If he could have, if it's not, the urge is not that strong, then the halacha is that yes, b'dyavad is yotze. Yes, and now the question is as follows: Rabbi Sai, what happens if a person knows if he goes out now, then he will miss tefillah b'tzibur? What's the halacha then? He goes out, he's being excused. He will miss tefillah b'tzibur. He'll miss shmona esra b'tzibur. Should he or should he not? He should miss tefillah b'tzibur.
Miss
tefillah b'tzibur. Miss tefillah b'tzibur.
He's over on that, isn't he? Potentially. Just got to.
Potentially. Good. Yeah, he's over on it, yeah.
Daven b'chides.
Tefillah sot heiva, he's daven b'chides. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hei. Reutzel, afilu l'ava l'chatchila. Reutzel loima. I.E. Afilu yochel la'atze atzmo yoytze mipalso. Even if he could have held himself back more than a parso. Kiven shu ma'agish pe'atzmo k'tzas sh'tzorich l'ndekovov. Tichatchila, you should be excused since you shouldn't daven in that state. Since you magish be'atzmo k'tzas sh'tzorich l'ndekovov. Since you felt a little bit the urge that you need to be excused. Don't daven. If you feel you need to go out, then go out. Don't daven. Ve'afilu and even im alidei ze she'inak ez atzmoi. Even if you feel that by going out, you will not be able to daven tefillah b'tzibur. You're going to end davening without a minyan. Nevertheless, the better yet, as you pointed out, better yet to daven b'yechidus and be goof noki with a clean body. Omnom, however, so we understand that you're supposed to miss tefillah b'tzibur. You're supposed to dump to the betzibah. It's better to dump to the betzibah than to dump without a gufnaki. But what happens if you're being excused now, you're going to end up sovzman kiyah shma, sovzman tefillah. What should you do then? You're going to miss sovzman. Sovzman kiyah shma is in a few minutes. You're going to miss it. Sovzman tefillah betzibah is in a few minutes. Sovzman shmoneh esah is in a few minutes. What are you meant to do? Dump shmoneh esah without the gufnaki or what should you do? Davon Shmona Esther. Says the Mishnah Berurah indeed. Omnom, however, im roye shali deze shiv to gav is mat tefillah legamri. If you see that by being excused, you're going to miss tefillah altogether, his kima morgan avron v'shari achroinim, the achroinim agree, shemuta leispalel, you should daven, himu mishah pa'atz mishuch latzah shir choshav v'choymesh. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if it comes to tefillah betzibah, you should always be excused, even if you're going to end up missing tefillah betzibah. However, if it comes to missing sovzman, here it depends. If you're going to miss sovzman tefillah, it depends. There it depends. If you could have not hold himself back, then yes, you have to daven shmoneh. That's nothing you talk about because tefillah also te'eva, that you were mentioning, tefillah te'eva, you have to go out and that's it. You're going to end up sovzman tefillah, nothing you can do about it. However, if you could have held yourself back more than a shavu chomesh, 72 minutes, you should take a daven now and be excused after that. There's a question, there's a very important diuk in the Mishnah Berurah over here, which I'd like to emphasize. There are some people, some people are very makpit that they spend a long time to make sure that they are completely noki, and even if it takes them a lot, they spend a long time ensuring that their body is completely cleansed before the daven shmoneh esrei. And sometimes they'll really missed tefillah betzibah on a regular basis. Is there a real requirement to do so? To what extent is a person really mechuyev to ensure that his guf is a guf noki before he davens? To what extent? Does the question make sense? You really have to, I'm saying, does the question make sense? To what extent is the person mechuyev? So there's a diuk in this Mishnah Berurah here, which I feel is very important. This is something that this has to be pointed out. Kimun shu magish pe'atz mekitzas shetzorich min dekavav. All this is talking about if a person feels a slight urge that he needs to go. If a person doesn't feel anything, doesn't feel any urge, there's no need, or there's no need to go out. It's only if a person feels an urge to go a little bit, that's when the halacha starts. If there's no urge at all, if you don't feel at all, there's no need to be excused before you daven shmoneh esrei. Okay, hope this, yeah. Okay, continues the Shulchan Aruch and Seif. The Sifkotten Vav Mishneh Berurah. Afilu b'divrei Torah. Even divrei Torah, you're not meant to daven. If you are in that state. For kol shekein b'kriyas shma v'shabachas, learning Torah, kriyas shma brachas, make sure that your body is noki. Who b'di'evet mashma divrei poskim, divrei primogodim, the entzorach lachsa v'likros, chinkos v'ramban b'melchomis. B'di'evet, if you said shma, or you said brachas, b'dievet yoyotze. Sifkotn zayne mishne mushe gufe mishukes. Afilim einu misave kol kach, shibu mishum balte shakzu. Kimitsche en yoch lamat zma paso. So the Mishne Berurah over here points out, Rabbi Yossel goes back to your point. He says that balte shakzu is really when the urge is very strong. That's when it's balte shakzu. Balte shakzu is an issa, the right, so you mustn't hold yourself back. Balte shakzu. However, we're not even talking about that level of urge. It's not even that bad. Even if the need to go is not that strong yet, that you don't really qualify in the level of balte shakzu, nevertheless, if it's within seven, if you call himself, nevertheless, the halachas will apply. So we're not even in the level of balte shakzu. Okay. What happens if a person is in a let's see this halacha later. See base. Im be'emtza tfilosoi, see, based on Shulchan Aruch. Im be'emtza tfilosoi nis oire loy taive. If a person is in the middle of davening, before davening, everything was fine. And there he goes, he starts davening. Im be'emtza tfilosoi, in the middle of davening, nis oire loy taive, he suddenly feels that he needs to go out. Yamit atzmoi ad sheyigmoy, he should hold himself back, he should stop himself. Yamin atzma chigmoy, he should finish off shmoine esse, veloyafsik, do not interrupt shmoine esse. Carry on, if in the middle of shmoine esse you feel, say somebody has got diarrhea, we've spoken previously about diarrhea shilas. If somebody in the middle of davening suddenly feels that he needs to go out, should stop himself and he should carry on davening at Shigmoy for the Afsik. Don't interrupt Shmoy Nesse. But if this happened in the middle of Shema, whether it was for Ktanim, whether it was urinating or he needed to go out, should carry on Shmoy Nesse regularly. This is all in the level that is not about the shaktsu. He feels he needs to go, but it's not very, very strong need to go out. To be about the shaktsu. But otherwise, it's better not to stop. The pasuk the mutav, tumas sedeshin, pasuk the osu, v'tzoch lechal kach. Mishnah Berurah explains this a little bit in greater detail. Mishnah Berurah explains this. So he says as follows. Ba'emtza, roitzel oimam. If we're talking about, what were we talking about? Shekoydim at fila bodek atzmoy. That person, before davening, he checked himself and he didn't need to go. Or he didn't need to go, or he went and everything. There was no need to go to him. Then, if suddenly there was a need to go out, then, don't interrupt in the middle of Shemana Esser. Don't stop in the middle of Shemana Esser. He should carry on Shemoneh Esseh, finish off Shemoneh Esseh, as soon as you finish Shemoneh Esseh, take your tithes and filling off and go out. But don't carry on now. Don't carry on. You have to stop after Shemoneh Esseh and you have to be excused. Gizeo in Nacher, Kein de Israel Zimun Nun Hesiv Gimel Ba'agoa in Sham. So if we're talking about somebody in the middle of Shemoneh Esseh and feels he needs to go out, finish up Shemoneh Esseh, after Shemoneh Esseh, take your talis and fill it now, and then go. But don't stay longer like this in this situation. After the Mishnah Berurah says, since we are talking about an individual that he started off davening, and when he started off davening and he didn't need to go out at all, therefore, once he reaches Shema, we tell him you're allowed to continue. You're allowed to continue in Shema. So if a person went, or he didn't need to go out at all, beginning of davening, he didn't need to go out at all, and suddenly, middle of Shemoneh Esseh, the urge comes, then you're allowed to finish Shema. You're allowed to finish Shema, complete Shema. But after Shema, you have to go out. You can't start Shemoneh Esseh. You're not allowed to start Shemoneh Esseh if you feel need to go out. So he should continue until the end of Shema. After Shema, Emes V'yatziv, he should be excused, even if he misses Tefillah B'tzibov. V'yoyse toiv, him yocholatziv ben apokim, but yet to go out between the paragraphs. V'chein similarly, if he suddenly feels as he starts to say Birkas Shema, he realizes he needs to go. If he suddenly feels the urge to go out in the middle of Birkas Kiyas Shema, he should stop and go out. Similarly, since Bochu is already the new start in davening, if a person feels before Bochu that he needs to go out, he needs to stop here, be excused, and come back. He shouldn't start Bochu and Birkas Kiyas Shema in a state that he needs to go out. Okay, right. So I want to point out as well something else, which I feel is important to point out. So we have over here, again, just to recap what we learned, a person has to make sure that before davening, that he won't need to be excused in the middle of davening. If suddenly the urge comes in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, he's not allowed to continue right into Pesukei Dezimra. He's not allowed to go into Birkas Kiyas Shema. He's certainly allowed to start Shemoneh Esseh. So he needs to ensure that he's being excused, whether it's before Baruch Hu, or if he feels the urge in the middle of Shema, then after Shema he should go out. But he certainly can't start Shemoneh Esseh in a state that needs to be excused. Now, I want to point out something else. The Mishnah Berurah points out in a couple of places that what happens if the halacha is he can hold himself back for more than 72 minutes. Do you think that it's different nowadays than in previous generations? He's at one point he says that if it's more than 72 minutes, there's room for leniency. When he what do you think about it? Do you think there's a difference nowadays than in previous generations? Oh, what sort of difference? I have a shtickle svar over here that nowadays there is more reason to be machmir. And I will tell you why. I feel that nowadays our facilities are much more accessible than in previous generations. The fact that every shul has got, you know, plenty of opportunities to go. There, if a person, there was very little opportunity. You know, there was the field, and you had to go out, and it was not so accessible as it is nowadays. And therefore, there is room that, you know, if there is, you know, some leniencies. They would say, okay, if you can hold yourself back 72 minutes, you know, maybe you should start Shemana Esa. I don't think this would be nowadays necessarily true. I think nowadays there's definitely room for Chumrah, because for us it's just a matter of, you know, taking Talis and filling down, and being, you know, it's not as difficult and complicated and complex as it was in previous days. So that's maybe a svara. But Halach Lemaisa, that's what it's passing over here. Shulchan Aruch Seif Gimel carries on the following. I just finished off the last word in the Seif. Im rotzo lehachik v'lot ilmaim, oy seif. If a person wants to go out and urinate, he's allowed to do that as well. We mentioned that in previous halachas. Okay. Seif Gimel tells us the following. Seif Gimel tells us about dental hygiene, rabbis, dental hygiene, rabbi said. Nowadays, we don't feel it so much, but he says that before davening, a person should remove kichoy v'niyoy, any saliva and leftovers of the mouth, should remove before davening. What would be the equivalent nowadays?
Brushing your teeth.
Absolutely, brushing teeth. Yeah? So a person should make sure that he has got nothing in his mouth which would be toyodo, which would be disturbing him. He should clean his mouth before Shemayna Esa. Yeah, so it doesn't mean literally before Shemayna Esa. It could be any time, obviously before, and just to ensure that before Shemayna Esa, there's nothing in his mouth that disturbs him. Shulchan Aruch says in Seif Gimel, a person should wash his hands if he's got the ways of washing his hands. And if there's no way he can access water, he needs to go all the way paso to wash his hands. We'll speak about this more in Mitzvah Shem probably tomorrow. This is if he's on the way, and there's water accessible near him. But to go back to reach water, ad mil choyze, you only need to go to a mil. Yes, a mil and a choyze, you don't need to travel all the way more than a mil to get water to wash your hands. If you're going to get water, if by getting water you're going to miss some matfila, hinaki yodov, you should wash your hands, but tsroir, with stones, with pebbles, with offal, with earth, or anything else that is strong and will remove any dirt from your hands, and that way will allow you to daven Shemoneh Esreh. Okay, this is the halach we'll be discussing in greater detail tomorrow in Mitzvah Shem. Just to recap what we learned today. We learned today the halach, atzorich on the cover of somebody needs to be excused. We learned that a person should always make sure that he cleans his body before he davens. We learned that if a person, if was in a state that he couldn't have held himself back 72 minutes, then tefilosu te'evo is not yoytze Shemoneh Esreh. If he could have held himself back more than 72 minutes, then b'diavad is yoytze, but it's by all means not lechatchila. We learned that 72 minutes comes from it's 4 milin, which is 1 hour and 12 minutes. We learned that the same halach will apply with regards to brachas and Shemoneh Esreh, brachas Shemoneh Esreh, and Torah. However, but the effort, you'll be yotze in either way. And we learned that this is even talking about a case that there's no Baal Teshaktzu. We're even not talking about that kind of urge and that kind of need of Baal Teshaktzu. And we learned that if in the middle of Shemoneh Esreh this happens, then it depends where you're up to. If you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esreh, you can, whatever happens, you're allowed to finish off Shemoneh Esreh. If it's in the middle of Shema, you should complete Shema and go out then. If it's in the middle of Psukah de Zimra, finish Psukah de Zimra and then go out then. But you should not continue into the next level without having been excused. And Mishnah Berurah says all this is primarily talking about somebody who actually went before davening. He went and he made sure that he didn't need to go out. And because the person should really ensure that he's being excused before he davens. And we learned that if a person really holds himself back to be an Issa de Reis of Bal Tashaktsu, and then we started learning Siv Gimel as well, which tells us that Koichem and Yoy, the person should ensure that no saliva, no leftover bits and pieces in his mouth, should be removed before Shemana Esser. And we had a head start of Siv Talit, which we're going to go over tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem again. Okay.